This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D, Danks, D like David, A-N-K-S. Date of birth, October 31st of 1929. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Danks with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and chronic atrial fibrillation. His last visit was March 29th of this year. He's got macular degeneration in both eyes. One is the wet type, which is being treated with injections, and the left eye has the dry type that is untreatable. He has had some eye surgery since his last visit, so his wife has been driving him to his appointments. He is anticoagulated with warfarin, and that has been doing well. He's had no further falls since his last visit. He had one on February 21st with a lot of facial contusions. He still has a sore nose after he fractured his nose with that fall. No current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Weight is stable. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable. None at rest. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical examination. Weight is 188 pounds. Blood pressure left arm setting. Large adult cuff is 128 over 76. Pulse 92. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregularly irregular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 14th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.7. Estimated GFR is 39. Albumin 4.3. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium 135. Potassium 5. Carbon dioxide 26. Phosphorus 3.5. Hemoglobin 13.1 with a normal white count and a normal platelet. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of illness, chronic atrial fibrillation, rate controlled and no and anticoagulated, and hypertension that's also currently at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.